Punk. We're back. TNT Hour. Coming at you. Hope you're ready for me today, folks. It's a beautiful Monday. All right. We're going to set something here. There we go. You know, folks, has anybody been following the elections? Has anybody been following those elections? You know, I can't do it. Can't do it anymore. I can't buy into it. I mean, if McCain is the front-running guy for the Republican Party, after how much America hates this war and everybody else, and this war-loving monger happens to be the front-runner, and you see all the election fraud. I mean vast, folks. It's so vast that not even the criminals care. They're just walking over you anyways. Walking over all of us. Like slamming into us and walking over us. It's a psychological thing, folks. I truly believe that they're engaged in the oppression of your mind. And they're doing that by showing their strength, which of course comes in the form of their manipulation and control. That's where they get their strength, or think they do. But eventually it all comes around, and this is an age where it's coming around very quickly. So, but you know, you gotta understand that these people are really part of us. And what that means is, I love them. I don't condone any of their acts. Most of them in top positions of power to manipulate and control tend to be murderous. Pedophiles. Freaks. Monkeys. But I don't like to judge them. Yeah. Yeah, I find that a lot of these people that are control freaks, again, there's that word, control freaks. They have a whole new agenda, and they seem to think that the world should be built around what they envision. Now remember, we've talked about this before. You got monkeys at the helm, and they've got a vision, right? They obviously got some sort of a vision, and they want to impose that vision. And unfortunately, it doesn't include you, me, or most of the population. So they've been fear-mongering and fear-mongering, and 90% or more of all the stuff you're reading and hearing is crap, specifically designed for your mind. And they're good at it. I see the filth coming out in droves. You know, the media doesn't report anything at all that has any relevance on your life. Nor do they talk about anything that would help you become aware of certain situations. They truly, here's media. I'll sum media up, okay? Media is a group that usually gives you a newspaper, a TV report, a radio report. And the reason they're dying is because they give you one point of view. But what's worse, it's not just that on the internet you can get a million points of view and you're only getting one point of view. It's the fact that they go out and they selectively choose what they're going to market, right? And then they give you one perception on that. So, I mean, it's so limiting. It's stifling. I read a little bit every now and again when I'm traveling. I'll hit a paper or someone will bring one and I'll read it. And it's so bad now when I read it and there's nothing of worth in it. And you go to your TV sets and your boob tubes, same thing. Can't you feel it? I mean, now, I don't know. They must be going through some big changes, or these companies just don't care. Because the dinosaurs that they are dying. And it doesn't look like they even care. Maybe they've moved too much money in other ways, or they're part of the group that really wants to psychologically destroy the American people. And so the media juggernaut has just been perpetrating lies, falsehoods, crap, nothing of worth, and it's unfortunate. But if it's something fear-based, even if they know it or not, they just tout it, throw an angle on it. Anytime a story comes out, I'll give I could give you 5 different angles. Is that crazy? And usually they're all bull. All coming out of the same different little group of feeding frenzy of disinformation junkies. But again, there is some information that has been coming out with all that. Remember, it's what they don't say that's so important. It's what the media companies don't say that really gives them away. I think we might have a caller. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, caller, you're on the air with Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Doug.
You know, you're...
Twin brother Doug.
Yeah, hello, everybody. You know, you're absolutely right, Don. There's a few points. I don't even know if you're aware of it. And the reason I call in, because I know you, Don. You never watch TV, right?
Rarely. Well, you know, if I need to relax, it's been a long day, I'll sit down and I'll zone into it. I don't know what I'm watching.
Well, no, you're not missing much, trust me.
Yeah.
One of the media's almost become the police watchdog. When you start seeing the Republican Party or the Democratic Party holding back information and being timely with it,
they actually predict events in major media way before they happen.
Yeah,
that's because they again are part of that.
We look
juggernaut.
We're almost seeing the media play a role
for what it really is.
Of not just a propagator of information, but almost a watchdog on the population and the people in politics. It's a very strange thing.
It keeps
it's not
stats.
That we have the policing of it. We don't have Congress people policing themselves. We have almost like the media is our insight into the policing of the political arena. That's a really strange thing. I don't know if that's, you know, in the past we did have reporting. On all forms of news, but now it's almost like they are such a big voice because there's so few of them propagating such.
Well, look, they want to prove a point to you. You ready for this? The point is they choose who gets elected. Imagine, you got a James Bond type movie going on here with some crackpot who thinks that he is the news.
Well, did you know, James?
Or several crackpots that think they are the news and what. And they make the news, they create it, they are it, they're freaks.
Donald, did you know that John McCain was born in the Panama Canal?
Oh, I knew that, right, but he was born on a U.S. territory in the Panama Canal, and for that reason, I've heard it all. Listen,
you've heard that?
I've heard so much about McCain, I just don't like the guy, he stinks, I bet, you know, I just, ouch!
I'm just starting to tune into TV lately, and I'm hearing all these things.
Oh.
You know, I'm kind of out of the loop, and it baffles me.
Baffles you?
Baffles me.
You know, I can't. I couldn't put someone in there who just loves war so much.
Yeah, that's I think the primary criteria. I think we have to have that criteria. One would be.
But he's our front runner. By the way, they just not only. Totally go to a black box voting or .org or something like that. Start reading a little bit about what's going on here because these people are absconding with every precinct, all the voting ballots, all the voting machines, all the areas. It's a trash. It's a nightmare that it's so bad I can't even be a part of the farce anymore. Now, that was by design. They did it. And unfortunately, I mean, I'm not going to go, okay.
What do you think of this, Boeing? You want to talk about news. What do you think of us giving $40 billion in outside contracts, not even to Boeing, but a European country, possibly leading to $100 billion in outside contracts? Did you hear that in the news?
They have sold us out.
That
they piecemeal the country. They're going to continue to piecemeal it out. It's a profit game for them, and
that's almost the amount of money we spend in 6 months on the war, which is probably what 20% of the total budget, maybe more.
Yeah.
Imagine.
It's insane.
Money that doesn't even go into our country for teachers or building an education system, but rather to an outside European firm. Now, you know, I hope that Boeing and the people of the United States put a lawsuit against when they're saying they want to keep jobs in the U.S. and we're fighting so hard to keep jobs in the U.S. and build here, and they're taking contracts which don't even help the U.S. I'm not talking $1 billion, Don. I'm talking $40 billion to $100 billion. You're talking such a massive amount of money. It's insane. And it doesn't even help our own people.
Yeah. Well, see, I mean, honestly.
I think the government should be sued over that.
Oh,
darn.
You got a monkey who's a henchman. He's trying to set it up for the next globalist donkey. And he's really running ramshot over everybody. He's avoiding the Constitution. He thinks it's a piece of paper anyways. And I'll tell you, he's writing laws that circumvent it right now without even adhering to the Constitution and bills and amendments and executive orders. And the way they're, you know, it's not going to get better.
Why not?
Because if you get a donkey in there, and he is really violating everything. You get to a point where the corruption is so vast, Doug, so vast. And it wouldn't be so bad if they just wanted to rip us off. I could get over it. The fact that they're trying to kill us at the same time pisses me off. Okay? I really, honestly, get over the fact that they're ripping me off. You know? I'm the guy who would walk with $5 in his pocket. You know, maybe the thief needed $5. He got it. There you go. But if the thief was coming to rob me and kill me, rape me first, maybe, in front of my family, and then slice me into little pieces so that I die slowly so that he can sell my heart, my liver, my eyes, my lungs. That's what they're doing to us. We're like little batteries. That's insulting.
Well,
and this chemtrail stuff that laying down these barium salts and laying down these heavy metals so that it can create a greater ability to conductive for electromagnetic frequencies so that they can really start screwing with people. I'll tell you what it's about, folks. You ready for my opinion? Here. Nobody's heard it? You've heard it here, folks, on the TNT board. You ready for this? You know those little contraptions that you saw on Earth Files? From Linda Moulton House website, Earth Files. You know those UFOs? Not UFOs. They were like these funny little contraptions that gave off this electricalness, this sense of ozone, the smell of ozone, and they were around our national parks and so on. I go into this.
You really believe that?
Now, hold on. Wait. They took pictures of them. People took pictures of them. It had writing underneath it, weird writing. Now, here's my whole take on all of this. The damn things were that way because they were releasing these Morgellons-type nano bots, really, that are like the dragonflies that can feed on living tissue and create enough to replicate and rebuild themselves and create more and more of their nanotubing so that it'll infiltrate a body and kill it. I think they released those things from those UFOs and those machines, and those machines were built underground in underground facilities, and that's why they came out many at the national forests. And I think if you check those areas, I think you'll find heavy concentrations. I really believe that those were ways that they released some of these robotic-type organisms that they've built, manufactured, and that go around killing people now.
Man, you're out there, dude.
Hey, I'll give you another one. The reason I say that is because these things move based on electricity. Reports are basically stating that they can accumulate in people's homes underneath washers, dryers, ovens, anything that gives a current. Which is funny because they start to aggregate there. Now, what that means is these buggers are controlled by electromagnetic frequencies too. Electrical current. And it all seems to kind of, if you connect a few dots, you get a little wild. To me, it's like...
So what does Dr. Bell say about all this?
Dr. Bell? I haven't talked to him much about that.
Really?
I mean, this is something that Orgelians and the chemtrails and the diseases and electromagnetic frequencies and the laying of these heavy toxic metals on our soils to spread more of these electromagnetic frequencies. And to me, yeah, it's a war for your mind, and they actually are so sick they think they can do it. And effectively. And even if one isn't effective, they have ulterior ways of going about it because they're sick. I mean, they plan for sickness.
Well, talking about unsickness and current events, what do you think of Obama? I heard you talking to him yesterday, and you were
don't
like...
Don't we put them, you know, mass murderers in like loony bins? Don't we do that? I thought that's what we did for as a culture. I thought we actually, you know, if someone's a mass murderer, we take care of that situation. I mean, many times we even remove them physically from the planet, which is not a bad situation here,
what
folks.
Do they say? We have one in one. Well, we already have one out of every 100 people in the U.S. in the jail system. Isn't that worse than Russia?
Oh, yeah, and you got the real criminals, the real pedophiles, the real perverts, the real adolescents that have regressed to Freudianism, okay, and beyond into, I mean, whoa. Hard to get a grip on that. Again, it's happening all over, and these people, we should be standing up together as one voice, and we should be going as groups of hundreds of thousands of people, and we should be congregating around the law enforcement agencies now, and finding out who's the corrupter, because in these law enforcement agencies, and in these precincts, and in the judiciaries, where rule of law and all that applies...
You must woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Telling you, Doc.
Telling you, you're listening to you.
No.
Kill himself.
No, not at all. A man want to take action, I hope. A person who really wants to start. You know, they did Ron Paul meetup groups. You know, these Ron Paul meetup groups might be a great way to set up huge. Let's get these meetup groups together and let's start walking. Let's start walking down to these judiciaries and law enforcement agencies and places where they're holding secret documents and what our government's doing. Let's start to making demands. Because I got to tell you, we're the many. We are the many. And they are the few. And they are scared of us. They're so scared of our revolts and revolutions that they're trying to tell us to be pacifists, put fluoride in our water, and say, they send out the spiritualists that say, we need to be total pacifists and love, we can't hurt somebody. I gotta tell you, when someone's a mass murderer, again,
I love you, man.
Then that dictates a certain responsibility on our behalf to make sure those mass murderers are removed from their positions of power.
I love everybody out there. Don.
Right,
take care, bro.
I love you.
I love you.
Ciao. All right, folks. That's just me. I'm insulted. Totally insulted. Insulted by what we've allowed. Insulting. It's insulting to me. It's insulting to my family, my friends, those I work with, those I care about, those I love. It's insulting to the rest of the neighborhood, the cities, and the people that live all around this beautiful country. It's a bloody insult. And they're doing it openly. Fluoracetic acid in the water. Chemtrails up above, all the stories, even the real ones are out there. Actually, you'll find the real truth out there. You know why? They want it to be out there. They're sickos. It's not, they actually, they truly think this is ecstasy somehow. It's like a gambler. You know, when you have a gambling problem, you go get help. When you're a mass murderer, you go get help. Or somebody intervenes. It's called intervention. When are the people are going to start intervening? When are we going to start intervening? When are we going to say, hey, enough's enough. I'm going to take my time, a little bit out of my time, a couple hours out of every day, and I'm going to see what I can do to right my pacifism. I'm going to see what I can do to right the wrongs that I've allowed. I'm going to take some responsibility for what we have become. And I'm not going to stick my head in the sand so my butt can get whacked. Folks, I'm going to be right back. You stick around.
You deserve to know the bliss found in the divine union of your soul with spirit. You do not have to wait until the afterlife to fully experience oneness with God. Through healing the soul of its forgetfulness of who and what it is, you allow it to fulfill its divine right to know the spirit that you are, so that you can be the knowing spirit and enjoy your existence. Please join me, Reverend Sharice Thorne, for Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. For more information, please visit www.knowingspirit.org.
Hi, this is Niles McClower for the new show, Why Life Is, right here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Now on BBS Radio, Why Life Is answers a vast number of questions and explores the demystifying of metaphysics and spirituality. Just a fraction of what we will cover are such subjects as detailed explanations of the afterlife, what the meaning of life is, and what intelligent life is like in other worlds. This is a show many of you have been waiting for to hear and participate in as well. Why Life Is has been on the air broadcasting for nearly 3 years and is now available on BBS Radio in prime time on Friday nights at 7 p.m.
Hey, everybody. This is your new friend, Julio. And I'm talking to you because I like to listen to BBSRadio.com. I sneak over the border every day, and I go see my girlfriend. She got a computer. Come on now, sing it, girls.
BBS Radio, Radio, Radio. BBS Radio, Radio.
But I can't hang around, man, because the border guards are coming. So I'll catch you later, unless you catch me later. Bye-bye now. Don't forget to listen to BBSRadio.com.
All right. We're back. We're back. Thank you for sticking around, folks. Don't you love that little ditty created by... Don Nikoloff. I love the guy. What a sense of humor. You know, you almost have to have a sense of humor, in today's world. That came out wrong. It's not that you have to have a fearful approach. You don't. But you do need to be aware. Knowledge isn't evil. You know? Knowledge isn't the bad thing. It's what you do with it. You know, here these people have absconded with alien technology. They have. And technology that was meant for everybody. Everybody. And, you know, they've absconded with it. And they've used it for their own greedy purposes. Now, they're still using technology for their greedy purposes. And if they're not doing that, they were certainly hell-bent on stopping any new technologies from getting out there, whether they were health-related or energy-related. Or really in most respects. And so you've got some very, very dark, self-serving individuals that have taken upon themselves to reshape everything in their own vision. And it doesn't include you or me. And if we're in it, we're supposed to be sick. And we're supposed to be bled until we have nothing at all before we die. So, yeah. I think about that because it not only is it insulting and I'm ashamed that I've allowed it, but it rocks your world, doesn't it, when you think about it? That it's actually going on and we're talking about it? We're talking about it. Wow! Because it's actually going on. Wow. Yeah. When it finally sinks in that you've got murderous bums in power trying to kill you. Slowly. Through big pharma, big industries. And they've monopolized the corporate control and they're fascist. But really they're he said it twice, folks. Even Bushy. Little old Bushy. Yeah. It just would work better if he could be the dictator. They think like that. We've allowed them in there, and we should be pulling them out by their collars and bringing them before the people. And until we get beyond the fact that they could silence us, kill us, separate us, hurt our families, or whatever you think they can do to you. When you got 100, 200, a million people moving in the same direction, I promise you, you got a few small numbers. You got a lot of people waking up that seem to think that they need to enforce this. Now, are these people brainwashed? A lot of these, agencies that are for control purposes? Yeah. But when it comes to push against shove, a lot of these agencies, you know, they're people like you and I. And when they finally feel that they can't win, they turn like the chicken littles they are. And they have a change of heart. Right? It's usually in those sort of circumstances that cowards come alive. Cowards sit behind a lot of money in beautiful places doing weird things while they're killing you. Now, granted, there might be some in there that aren't actively a part of wanting to kill you. But then why aren't they talking about it? We know it's going on! Why aren't they talking about our rights and what they're doing with our elections? What this monkey, this all-out push by media and by money to get fruitcakes in office who are just going to further the globalist agenda. Yeah, you see, I'm still stuck back at vote fraud. I'm still back there. Somewhere back there in vote fraud land. I can't get over that either. Not in this country. Not my right to vote. I don't even have a right to vote. I'm Canadian. And yet I'm still pissed off. I'm more pissed off than most of you. Poor choice of words. I'm maybe more empathic about the situation. Because it's leading to a transition, folks. Can't you see it? And their transition doesn't look healthy to me. Looks bloody scary. People in there who want to further the war, further the terrorist mania, further the global warming hysteria, and keep piecemealing off the country because none of them have any loyalty to it. Is Hillary? Huh? How about McCain? Yeah? Or Obama? Look, before you make your choice about Obama, okay? I'll put it to you this way. If there's only three candidates left, would I choose Obama? No, hell, I'm not choosing any of them, sorry. Sorry. I'd really have to see some changes in the Obama camp and how they do things. I've read a lot, folks. Maybe I'm skewed on this, but again, go to Rents.com, RENSE.com. Do a little reading about Obama. You get my kind of flavor for the man. Now, so these are the three pillars of our society. These are the three enchant me. Don't they enchant you? And this is our choices. Oh, wait. Nader got back in. Did Nader get back in? Isn't he? Oh, God. That's almost like insult after insult because the guy loves McCain. Buddy of his for... I mean, whoa. Kind of fun, huh? Fun the little game they're playing right out in the open. And we're the many watching it, allowing the few to do it. Hey, you know, someone's got to come over here and punch me in the head. Because I must need a good slap. We all need it to get a little worse out there, folks. Yeah. Yeah. That's why it's going to get worse. So that you finally say, hey, you know, this is my sovereignty. I'm sovereign, man. I'm a human being on a beautiful planet, and I am going to walk in my faith. I'm going to be faith in action. I'm going to be a moving motion. I'm going to be a moment that just keeps moving, and I'm going to keep moving in the right direction till finally change comes. And I'm going to be that change. Maybe that's what it's going to take. You know, it's either going to take that, or you might live out your life with squandering liberties and leave it to the next generation to live under the oppression. That's fine. Maybe to you. It's unacceptable to me. Yeah. Now, they say they're sending out a bunch of disinfo that big groups don't help. These big meetings, these gatherings, don't, you know, I've read these posts on many of the news sites now. So don't tell me they're not out there. And what they state is that these gatherings don't work and, you know, why go meet up at the White House because the media ignores it and there's only 100 people there, 150 people there, and it's not worth it. You know, reports to me tell me there are massive gatherings going on that are so vast, so large throughout the world in this country that media absolutely, perfectly ignores. Yeah. Yeah, they aren't going to tell you what works. In fact, don't go get... Why do you think they take away your right to congregate? Your right to open speech, and then your right... It's a fascist... Look, there's enough videos out there. Beautiful lady. She talks about it openly. I forget her name. But how they lead you down, and then they stop you. It's really like, you know, they're red tape in motion, okay? They always have ways about them that they do things. They telegraph the way they do it. They do it ahead of time. They follow their scripts. Remember, they're like a locomotive in motion, and it's pretty hard to change tracks, slow down. So they can throw a bunch of disinformation out there, but usually they're moving along the same track. They're predictable. They're monkeys. Yeah, I'll tell you, they're so predictable, I'll tell you the end result. You ready? 90% of us are dead, they've made a lot of money, threw a lot of fear out there, and they're living in their own little perverted paradise. And they've hoarded all the technology and all the information again, and they're now they've got a modern age. And they're dealing with all this beautiful stuff. And bring it out. Hopefully, you know, let's get it out there a little bit where some free energy stuff comes out there, this, that, and the other. But in the end, they're hoping that 90% of us die and they abscond with all the knowledge and the information. And they can, you know, rub themselves. So, yeah, I don't get sick. I don't like to get sick. So I don't. But everybody's been getting sick lately, and I'm not going to say, I will. Just about everybody. All my coworkers, my family, people I know, show hosts, canceling because they're sick. California ones, so on. And it's not a sick. It's, I got to tell you, it's a chem sick. Whoa. Because I just don't get sick. Don't like to. But natural sicknesses don't bother me much. These unnatural sicknesses bother me. How about you? Any of your friends out there living with AIDS? Manufactured diseases? Manufactured. Any of you up there living with the cancers, the Morgellons? Any of you popping out pills and have teeth problems and mercury in your teeth? Who hasn't been touched out there by the medical mafia? Any of you? Anyone? You? How about you? Sir? Speak up. How about you? You look like you've been touched by the medical mafia. Yes, you there, right there, absolutely looks like you have been touched by the medical mafia. I've been touched. I feel it. So are they working this situation with these chemtrails too? Are they part of all that? Of course. They're the same criminals. They're the same criminals that have gained control of your big corporations, that have had all your government loans. Have you ever noticed that the bad companies are the ones that got all the money? Anybody? You. How about you?
You.
Over there. How about you? Anybody? Anybody? Come on, speak up. I don't have all day. Hope you guys are listening out there, because if you go to your bank machine, you want to put in your little credit card, guess what? Often enough, Diebold. Who's screwing with our elections? Which machines? And yet, where are they really operating? Throughout the banking system. Hey, whoa, that would mean to me that the bankers are fucking with our elections. Look, aren't you guilty by association? If you get in a car and somebody hits and runs and you both go taken off, Aren't you guilty by being in that car? Associating with criminals? Any of you? How about you? I bet you're guilty. I know that lady over there is guilty. So what I'm trying to get at is birds of a feather flock together. Wackos like to wing themselves. You know, these sick, perverted dinosaurs congregate. But they're going to stop you from doing that. But they do it in secret. Okay. It's not enough to save this country. We have to save the world. Even Fox knows that. Right? They knew that. You save America, you save the world. You guys getting that yet? Not worth saving, maybe, to some of you guys? I gotta tell you, this is the land, this is the newest land literally conquered, settled, really. We're like that last bastion of liberty, of freedom, of love, of where all cultures can come and coexist peacefully, celebrating each other and their diversity. Whoa, you know, if these monkeys take this country down to its knees, which they have, because they've infiltrated all the law enforcement agencies and all the judiciary clubs, or the medical club, the federal club, you've got your law club, anything that's professional, you're gonna find on a stupid TV commercial saying, come get your professional law enforcement investigative degree. Oh, accounting's a good one. Or a business admin. Or some way that they can mold and shape your little minds. My little mind. And we know it's going on. People are aware of it. They've woken up to it. Many of us see so many of the little pieces. We've got a big picture in our head. Of what's going on. So with that, I'm going to grab a little coffee, trying to swallow down some of the chem, and I'll be right back.
Imagine a community where you get up in the morning and see your neighbors outside welcoming the day with group meditation and yoga, preparing spiritually, mentally, and physically in order to help their neighbors with whatever struggles they may have for the day, where you don't have the fear of where your next meal is going to come from or how you're going to pay your rent or utility bills. My name is Michael, and I'm the very proud owner of the website lawofonecommunity.com. This is a new community project in which the inhabitants will be naturally focused on a spiritual understanding of self, as well as having a true understanding that we are our brother's keeper. I believe there's an awakening happening in the world today, that each of us is waking up to the fact that, as a society, we are living our lives in a very self-destructive way. How are we expected to grow spiritually as an individual, then as a society, if all we know is the constant work and stress of everyday living? So please take this opportunity to check out the website, lawofonecommunity.com.
Come help us change the world.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Well, partner, we got our pork and beans, we got our coffee, and we got this real nice campfire. Now all we need is the radio. Go get that radio so we can listen to BBS.
gassed up, boss. Got this here radio, but we ain't got no battery.
Well, I told you to buy some batteries yesterday, but you forgot to buy them today.
A man can only do so many things in one day. Go into town and get some for the both of us.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dagnabbit, you and your BBS radio.
Okay, we're back. You know, I'm not really being that outspoken here, folks. Am I outspoken? What is outspoken? Tough to say. You know, how loudly can you speak? I hope to be able to speak so loud that everybody hears me, finally. It's not an ego trip, although I love the sound of my own voice. It's the fact that, again, Planet of the Apes, unacceptable. You guys know where I stand on this. And I can't see the shape of the future being envisioned by their little minds. Forget it. I don't want to allow my kids to have that either. So, if any of you are out there and you're in meetup groups and you're out and about and you're putting together groups of people and poker games. You guys putting together poker games? You guys out there talking with your poker buddies or going out in the evenings at the night to the bars, the clubs or conventions or gatherings or events or whatever it is you're doing, start talking. Don't be afraid of it. Where there's so many of us talking now, they can't stop it. And with enough of us talking and moving and walking, they can't stop that momentum. We still have a lot of momentum. Because we have, I believe, help. What does that mean? I don't like to give you the real bad unless I give you a little bit of the good. And that goodness. Oh, we got a caller. Shall we take this call? Caller, you're on the air with us.
I'm on the air.
You're on the air.
I'm on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
You're on the air. TNT Hour with John. Who's this?
Kathy Cook.
Kathy Cook. How are you, Kathy?
I got my dress today.
Yay, you know, that sounds beautiful. She's actually, Kathy is one of our hosts.
Yes,
Bright
I
Lights,
am.
Pathfinders. And,
Bright Lights.
Yeah, Thursday later afternoon. Folks, mm-hmm. Check it out, 6 p.m. Pacific time. It's a fabulous show.
Beautiful.
You always got great guests.
I just called to tell you that.
Well, you're telling the world.
Oh,
just
wow.
Remember, you are on the air.
I'm on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, I just called to say it's a beautiful day.
It is a fantastic
day. And I got
the
dress. And,
your daughter's getting married, right?
Right.
Beautiful.
Saturday. She's going to be featured on the head of the front page of Bride Magazine. And
no, is she really?
Yes, in June.
Bride Magazine.
Cover.
On the cover.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Whoa, really?
Uh-huh. Oh, it's just coming along.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Well, your daughter's such a beautiful lady.
Oh, thank you so much. And I just called to say I appreciate you and the show so much and what all you do for us and how it all comes together. It takes us all to do it, but I've been listening to so many of the shows. I'm not listening now. I didn't know I was on the air. Who all's on the air with me?
Oh, just me. This is the TNT Hour.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Well, tell me.
Well, I'm actually going to close this show out in 3 minutes, so I'm going to let you go. But say where your website is so people can, you know, go to the website and find out a little more about you.
Okay.
As a new host. Fabulous program.
I tell you, I'm on Thursday night. At 6 o'clock, so it's black tie sometimes, and it's Bright Lights Pathfinders. I'm Kathy Cook. So listen up and tune in. And your journey is always out there to begin. Thank you so much for listening in.
I love it.
And Donald, I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, you're always lovely. Have a great time. It is a beautiful day, and give your daughter a big hug.
Oh, and energy balls, I place in there the knowing of all things good and great and kind, and I just kick it off to you, Donald, to place something great in there.
Oh, thank you.
And I'll just send it to you to take us off the air. Bye-bye. I'll talk to you all soon.
Thank you.
Bye, Donald.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, that was the lovely Kathy Cook. Lovely lady. Again, Bright Lights Pathfinders, beautiful show, Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific. Folks, we're coming down to the wire, so I'm going to leave you with solutions. Well, with hope. We'll get into solutions the next time around. You've got to help. You've got help because we're in an excited, energetic state. The earth is changing up, and so are you, so am I. You've got a lot of visitors from afar. You've got a lot of energies coming in from orbs and spiritual energies that, and don't let people tell you that they're nothing at all and they, people can just see the dead now. Look, they congregate around spiritual areas where people are praying and meditating and being loving. So, and they're now very prominent in photographs all around these type of events. So what does that mean? That pretends to me that you've got a lot of loving energies that are coming into your space here at this time. You've got a beautiful array of beings that are constantly showing themselves that they're here. They're not taking any evil action, but they are aware, and they're usually flying over military bases and areas. And our Navy, I mean, look, we're shooting them down, so there's no cahoots between them, right? Don't let the government say make you think that somehow they're working with evil aliens and all the other crap. They might be. Hell, they could be evil aliens. But these energies that I'm feeling coming from afar, to me, are so beautiful and loving and curious. Very curious. They want to help. They are helping. There's energies helping in miraculous ways all around the world. I get story after story after story. People tell me miracles are happening continuously in their lives. Some that are even paranormal type miracles that are really shocking. But there's a change. There's a shift going on. And if you get into the flow, because you're in the know, then we'll be riding together. So get on board, folks. It's a beautiful world. It's time to take action. It's time to be that walking faith in action. It's time to tell people who you are. And time for you to say, yeah, I'm awake. And change is on the horizon. Why? Because one man can change the world. And if you don't believe me, talk to Bush. Look at what he's done. You know, these people get as much help as you do. Look, everything's loved in this universe. One person can truly change the world. And with enough of us thinking that way, walking hand in hand, folks, it's time that the many spoke up. It's time for us to take back what we always and rightfully had to begin with. Don't lose your freedoms to these monkeys, folks. I mean, I know I'm prattling on here, but it'll get worse before it gets better. Only because it seems a lot of people need a wake-up call. I just hope we can stop it before it gets so bad that it starts killing the people we love around us in horrible ways. Horrible. Folks, I love you. We're going to let you go. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Stick around. We got a lot more programming here today for you.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge, bringing humanity closer to truth. BBS Radio.